Good evening, a happy Wednesday evening to you. We find ourselves speeding through another month. Today is already Wednesday, July the 19th. It seems like before you know it, we'll be heading into a new month, or should I say the month of August, which means I'm sure for a lot of you, back to school. Those of you that have kids still in school, you know, if you've been out to the markets or the stores as of late, you can see that they're starting all the back to school sales. So again, another year seems to be flying by. I know the other day, Pastor Rose and I had a small little conversation how it seemed like this year was going faster than last year. And I had mentioned to her that I sensed that as well, that here we are July. It's like it just wasn't that long ago that we were celebrating the holidays, and here we are speeding through another month of July. So again, today is July the 19th, Wednesday evening. If you are new around here, we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you giving us a listen. Amen. And we always, always make the confession whenever we start our service or we start the daily bread, which is where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. We encourage you to get a hold of that confession. We encourage you to connect with it. We encourage you to let it drop in your spirit. We encourage you to continue to confess that on a daily basis. Amen. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of those of you who continue to listen, even on top of those that we see now on Sunday mornings at the Baca Center at 10 a.m. We appreciate you listening in. We appreciate you going the extra. Amen. Our mail-in supporters, we say thank you so much. The missionaries that we support around the world, we thank them so much. Amen. And we thank you being continually faithful to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. And we appreciate you continually listening in. Those of you who do not reside here in the state of Texas, or maybe you do live here in Texas. Amen. But for some reason or another, have decided not yet to join us on our Sunday morning services at the Baca Center. But we know God will lead you to come in the right time. Amen. But as Pastor Jesse has mentioned, the door is always open. Amen. If you used to call First His Kingdom Family Church your church, amen, it is still your church. Our doors are always open, and you're always welcome to come back home to the family, so to speak. Amen. So we have returned to in-person services. Amen. Just a small reminder, they are Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen. It's not too hard to find. Amen. It's pretty easy. Amen. But I will say, speaking on my own, they have been blessed services. Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose, amen, have blessed us. Amen. I can safely say I have become more adjusted, amen, to being out, greeting everyone, shaking hands, giving hugs, amen, like we used to, amen. And I know Praise and worship is always good. You know, I look forward to it now on Sunday mornings. Amen. I've never been one to have a good voice. Never been that much of a singer. Amen. But I know as of late, when we have worship on Sunday mornings, amen, it's just, I know going to bed Saturday night, I am already excited for the opportunity to wake up Sunday morning, to go to church, and to have time in praise and worship with the Lord. Amen. And if you listen to Pastor Rose's small devotional last Wednesday, amen, she mentioned, you know, it's different that we are meeting. It's blessed. And the small group that we have, it's like everyone's there with the same purpose. Everyone's spirit is in line with the Lord, and the Lord just moves, and you can just feel the presence of the Lord each and every Sunday, which is blessed. Amen. Because we know God shows up. He always shows up. Amen. And he shows off for his children. Amen. So if you have not yet joined us, we give you open invitation to come out and be welcome. Amen. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. Now, I do have a small devotional. Amen. And I know I continue to do my devotionals in the morning, spending time with the Lord. Amen. But I had read something in one of my devotionals where it said, you know, each day we should notch out a good amount of time to spend with the Lord. Amen. That we tuck ourselves away somewhere. Amen. Not being distracted by our phones, not being distracted by, you know, I still have to go to the grocery store this evening, or after work I got to go here, or I have to pick up the kids here. You know, all that stuff's important, but most important is the time that we spend with the Lord on a daily basis. That's important. Amen. Whether that be in the morning or in the evening. Amen. I mentioned in the past that I used to do the evening thing, and I would fall prey, so to speak, to the sleepiness that comes sometimes reading the word. Amen. So the Lord said, look, change it up. You know why? Because honestly, I was cheating myself out of the time I was spending with the Lord. So what did I do? I changed it up. I started doing it first thing in the morning when I wake up, getting my devotionals out, reading, praying, reading my word. Amen. And that has helped me so much now that sometimes if I do get up in the morning and I have an errand to run, or I'm have something else planned out, I will make sure my afternoon is cleared away. And I can say a handful of times I can go into the evening time and read the word and do my devotional and not fall prey to falling asleep. Amen. So I encourage you, just find the best time each day to spend with the Lord. Amen. It's not so much our benefit. Amen. But it benefits the Lord. It shows the Lord that we are serious about our relationship with him, and we are serious about him being in control of our lives, and that we are following his instructions. Amen. And that we are following the path that he is leading us on. Amen. So with all that said, I have been reading some of my devotionals, and different ones have been kind of jumping out, and I do watch the news here and there. If you've listened at all, I had mentioned in the past, I was very heavy into watching the news, where I had to check myself and I had to tone back the amount of time that I was watching. But now. I watch now and then, amen, just to keep up with current events. But I know some of the things that have been popping out as I read the devotionals is that if you watch the news, you can start sensing and you can start seeing that the things that the Lord spoke on in Revelations, how there would be signs of his return. Amen. That you would be able to see those signs more and more each day. It seems like different signs are popping up. And I've been reading some of my devotionals, and it's, I should say, the Lord has kind of put on my heart to speak on different devotionals to encourage those of us listening, amen, that, you know, we find ourselves being bombarded every day with different things, whether it be in the news, whether it be on social media, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be out in the market, amen. Things are bombarding us as Christians, amen. And there's a lot of attacks coming upon us, amen. But I'm hoping that as I continue to share these little devotionals, amen, you'll get strengthened, you'll get encouraged, you'll be able to see what's going on, and you will be able to see that the Lord is watching over you and protecting you and guiding you. Amen. And if you find yourself feeling lost or feeling like you don't have the right direction, well, hopefully these small little devotionals that Pastor Rose and myself share with you on Wednesday can get you through another week. Amen. And if you are attending church with us on Sunday mornings, amen, helping you get through the week till we meet again on Sunday morning, amen? So, this evening's is entitled The Fear Factor, amen? And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, you can turn to Psalms 56, and I'll be reading verses 3 through 4, amen? And this first version of that scripture says, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid?" Amen. It says, "I trust in God, so why should I be afraid?" So why should I be afraid? Amen. That's a good question. Just take a little bit of time this evening, amen, to think about that. Amen. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? Amen. Now, it says, David did not hesitate to admit when he was afraid. King Saul was pursuing him, and so great was his terror that he ran to the enemy's camp, an unlikely place to find refuge. It was bold and risky, but perhaps King Achish would not recognize him or might consider him a deserter and an asset. Amen? But it says, unfortunately, David was found out, reported to the king, and motivated by fear, acted like a madman who was sent away. It says, fear causes us to do things we normally would not. I'm going to repeat that. It says, fear causes us to do things we normally would not do. It says, think about that as you go about your day. Amen? Or should I say, think about that as you go about the rest of your evening. Amen? Say this with me. Say, God, I am afraid today, but like David, I'm going to trust you. Amen? Say that. Say, God, I am afraid today, But like David, I'm going to trust you and say, I don't have to worry about anything because I know that whatever you allow in my life is designed for my good. Amen? Say that. Say, I don't have to worry about anything because I know that whatever you allow in my life is designed for my good. Amen? And finally say, I rest in that knowledge today. Amen? Say that. Say, I rest in that knowledge today. Amen? Again, Psalms 56, verses 3 through 4. It says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. I trust in God. I praise his word. It says, I trust in God. I am not afraid. Amen? I am not afraid. It says, it wasn't long before David readjusted his thinking and put his trust once again in God. It is interesting that he says, when I am afraid, and not if I'm afraid. David knew he would experience fear again. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, it is interesting that he says, when I am afraid, not if I'm afraid. It says, David knew he would experience fear again. Fear is a human response, and unless contradicted by trust, it says, it's destructive at best. What are you afraid of this evening? Amen? Take a few moments and think about that. Say, what are you afraid of this evening? What am I afraid of this evening? It says, are you magnifying a concern into an impossible mountain of what ifs? It says, trust Jesus. I'm going to repeat that. It says, trust Jesus. It says, remember his promises to you. No matter the outcome, he is in charge. Amen? I'll repeat that. It says, no matter the outcome, he is in charge. Amen? Now, repeat this. Say, God, your promises are good. Amen? Say that. Say, God, your promises are good. Say, I don't need to be afraid of anything because I trust in you. Amen? Say that. Say, I don't need to be afraid of anything because I trust in you. Say, you are powerful, all-knowing. You are the powerful, all-knowing God, so I have no reason to be afraid tonight. Amen? Say that. Say, you are the powerful, all-knowing God, so I have no reason to be afraid tonight. Amen? And finally, say, help me to remember that when fear knocks at my door. Amen? Say, help me to remember that when fear knocks at my door. Amen? One more time. Help me to remember that when fear knocks at my door. Amen? And finally, I'm going to leave you with this couple of little questions for you tonight. Amen? And the questions are, what are you afraid of today? Amen? Take some time and think of that. Think about that. Say, what am I afraid of today? And lastly, can you choose to trust God instead? Amen? Can you choose God? Can you choose to trust God instead? Amen? A couple of questions for you. Amen? Now, as I always leave you, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Strength to you in every area. Amen? And that's what we continually pray for you on a daily basis. Amen? So have a blessed rest of your week. Amen? We look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen? Keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen? They keep you in theirs. Amen? If you find yourself this week going about and the Lord drops Pastor Jesse or Pastor Rose in your spirit, just lift them up. Say a quick prayer. Amen? You'll be blessed by it. They'll be blessed by it. Amen? They continually keep you in their prayers on a daily basis. Amen? So again, have a blessed rest of this week. Amen. Be prayed up. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Follow Jesus' instructions. Amen. Listen to that still small voice. Amen. Make your daily confessions. Amen. Continue to say, your due season is here now. Amen. The favor of man is upon you. The favor of God is upon you. The favor of God chases you. Amen. Unexpected blessings. You are an unexpected blesser. Amen. Favor chases you. Amen. The angels of the Lord watch over and protect you. Amen. Continue Psalms 91. Amen. And God safeguard our household prayer card. Amen. Keep those in your arsenal, so to speak. Amen. So have a blessed week. Appreciate you spending a little bit of time with me here this Wednesday evening. Amen. We will be with you again next Wednesday. Amen. And we look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. So be blessed. Until next Wednesday, be blessed. And of course, we are on YouTube. Amen. FHK Video, I believe, is where you can find us. Amen. But if you just type in FHK Church Video, you should be able to see us. Amen. So if you want to also tune in on YouTube, we encourage you to do so. Amen. And again, have a blessed week. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday.